I'm talking to Billy Phelan here in Palmerstown. Billy, where did you live originally?
I lived in Parkgate Street, opposite Kingsbridge Station, as it was then.
Oh, right in the centre.
Right in the centre,
Dublin.
Yeah. And it was very... The number 51 bus going out to Clondalkin, when it started working, it went by the house, you might say. Stopped in Parkgate Street at 25 past 8 every morning. Got the same bus all the time. Got to know all the conductors and drivers on them.
And tell me, what was your father doing for a living?
My father worked in Grange Gorman Mental Hospital. They called him attendance up there at the time. He was a mental nurse. And I have the cert at home, a beautiful cert, when he qualified as a nurse. Not like the computer printout you get nowadays. This was the most beautiful thing with scrolls and all in it.
And were there many of ye in the family?
Two brothers and two sisters.
And were you the only one that worked in Clondalkin Mills?
I was the only one worked in Clondalkin Paper Mills, yeah. My other brother went to work in WD and HO Wills, the tobacco factory. And another brother went to work in Unidair, out in Finglas.
And can you tell me the circumstances of how you got the job in Clondalkin?
No, very simple. It was very hard to get jobs in the 1950. I did my leaving cert in 1950, May. These exams were. But leaving cert in 1950. And I was sent out to Clondalkin by the head brother of the school.
Oh, why did he send you?
I have no idea. That was a job and that was it. And I went out to Clondalkin.
And what did you start to do when you were there?
Well, I started there in November 1950. And I went to work in what they call the standards office. Now, the mail apparently had put in a scheme of a work study, which was all the go at the time and motion and work study. It was put in by an English outfit called AIC, Association Industrial Consultants.
Okay.
And
so, in fact, you must have been quite good with figures and names.
Yeah, you see, I had just left school, so I was in a learning, and did my leaving cert. So it was quite easy to get into this, into figures and that.
I see.
And I went to work in the standards office, as they called it.
So we have the work study for the standards office. So explain to me, how does it work?
When I went there, the mill was introducing an incentive bonus scheme, and this crowd, AAIC, were obviously got the contract to put it in, and they had their experts over from England. The man in charge at the time was Lieutenant Colonel William Robert Clemenson, late of the British Engineers or something. But he was an engineer by profession. Another man was Gordon Charlie, another gentleman, if there was one. They two, I remember. And they're the ones who started off with going out to stopwatches and timing all the different machines and that, and the people who worked at them. So I think the whole idea that is to get the optimum rather than the maximum production out of everyone.
Oh, was this the first time that this was tried?
I've heard it tried in other places, but the scheme that the mill had was the deluxe version of it, as far as I could, from having spoken to other people afterwards. I think the scheme the mill had was the deluxe version of it.
Were you in there at the very beginning? So you were one of the first to see this happening.
The different sections of the mill were tried and were working. So I was allocated to one particular section, what we call the beaten loft and machine room. They were the two principal parts of the mill, where the beaten loft, where the pulp was pulped into to go onto the paper making machine. And I was used to do the men then were paid a bonus on the production.
All right. Now, explain to me how did it work, though? I mean, how was this time in motion? It was a stopwatch, is it?
Stopwatches, and it was worked out that it would take so many minutes to do a certain job, like changing a roll on a machine from one roll onto another, continuous production. It was to make sure that there was no unnecessary work done and people were just working efficiently.
I mean, was there a danger that people would try to, you know, do things quickly and
no,
maybe
no,
make
no,
a mistake?
No, that wasn't the idea of it. The people might think that it was, as I say, to get not the maximum out of people, but the optimum out of them, without injuring themselves or anything like that. It was well timed that everything was safe and secure. They weren't asked to do anything foolish or anything like that,
yeah,
and rush things.
With the work study here, this is the sheet. Can you tell me about exactly the chronologically how it worked?
Well, as it says in it, it's the method study to improve methods of production. And as you see, it's self-explanatory all down here.
But explain to me, can you just tell me exactly what was needed to produce or to improve that work ethic?
Well, now you're asking, this is going back a long time, going back over 50 years now, you know. It's hard to remember. This all made sense to me way back in 1950.
Yeah.
That's a long, long time ago.
It is, but can you recall the methods anyway? I mean, you'd have some idea of...
Oh, really, what I did was I had to collect the worksheets every morning after the shifts, one shift, night day shifts, 4 to 12 and 12 to 8 shifts finished. 3 sheets every day for the paper making machines. Go through what production they did, and based on whatever production they had, they paid a bonus.
And so it was your responsibility then to make out that bonus.
I was made out, yeah. I had base figures on which to work, and their production had to match that. It was very accurate.
Okay. Was there any argument or anybody question there?
Well, if for some reason there was a machine shut down on a machine or something, it was with the fault of the operator, then that made a bonus less. Faults were numbered A, B, C, and D. A was a management fault. That was okay. It was a management fault, and there was nothing men could do about it. They got to pay the bonus. B was an engineering fault. C was their own fault. And maybe it was just A, B, and C. I forget now.
Yeah.
But where money was concerned, was always a complaint anyway. I mean, no matter, the top bonus was 2 and 6 pence a day, half a crown. Well, a half a crown was a fairly substantial coin at that time. Okay, if they got 1 and 9 pence, you know, and I had to hang up this in a ball. This is your bonus for the day. They were ruining me, pulling me all over the place, you know. But nothing I could do about it. That's what the machine said. That's what the shirt gave me.
Yeah. And
generally speaking, no, there wasn't. There wasn't really nothing. I wasn't molested or thrown around the place or anything like that.
But did you seem to get into this particular practice easily? Were you? Did you find it an interesting job to be in?
I was very interesting. I got into it. As I say, I was used to figures. At the time, I was still used to but there was never any problem or anything like that. I mean, I just got into it and that was it.